Blog Talk Radio.
Great evening, everyone. I am so glad to be here now. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Nurturer's Corners, being a positive change agent in a negatively changing world. I'm always, always super excited, but tonight is just something special. We are so glad you have joined us. And our subject tonight is practicing laser focus to accomplish positive impact. How about that? And I'm just so excited to just be continuing these conversations because they have truly been impactful and a blessing to me as well as the listeners, I'm sure. So at this time, I want to welcome and introduce our special guest on tonight, none other than Evangelist Tia Singleton. I'm experiencing a little technical difficulty. Hold one moment. And again, I thank you so much for joining us tonight. Have
can you hear
joined
me?
Us, Tia?
I'm here.
I can hear you loud and clear now. It was,
okay,
it was all me and the technicalities of everything, but I certainly, again, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I am as well. So listen, we're going to get right to it, and I just want you to open up by kind of briefly introducing yourself to our listeners. Tell them who you are.
All right. So I am, like Lady C said, Evangelist Tia Singleton. So I am in ministry. I am a member of New Vision of Victory International Ministries. And I am excited about that. I'm also an entrepreneur. I work right now as a personal banker for Fifth Third Bank. I am a mother and a grandmother. I wear a lot of hats.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, I am loving the fact I just consider you a person that's touchable because you the hats you wear reach so many people. So, which is why I was just encouraged to ask you to be our guest. And again, thank you so much. So what are the top three indicators of a need to change your direction? Because as you stated, now you're a member of a new ministry, and I think you have quite a few things going on there. So what are three indicators that made you know that it was time for a change?
Well, Lady C, there's nothing more constant than change. Change is always happening. But if we take the time to know ourselves, then we will start to see a need for change. And one of those things, the top one is frustration or dissatisfaction with where you are in your present moment. If you're displeased with your current situation or your current circumstance, then that's a great indication that there's a need for change. Another indication is that there's a need for change when you recognize that you're not growing mentally, career-wise. If you're not growing, if you feel stagnant and your life is not moving, then that's a great indication that there needs to be change. Also, if you're the smartest person in your sphere of influence, then there's a great need for change because you should constantly be stretching and challenging yourself. Never be the smartest person in your sphere of influence.
I love it. Oh, wow. That just did something here. And I am always, always, always looking for the next person that makes me feel intimidated. Always.
Mm-hmm.
That intimidation is an indication that there's some smart somewhere that I don't have. And I need to just go after it. So I just love everything you said. Frustration, dissatisfaction, no growth, and you're too smart for your circle.
Right.
I love it. So how do you effectively redirect the negativity that comes from your recognizing change and going for it? To make sure you produce the outcome that you want. And you know, because when you go for change, everything around you is going to scream no, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
If not everything, the majority. No,
sure.
No, this nothing's wrong with this, you know, and you go through this. So how do you curtail those negativities?
Well, you know what? First of all, negativity is based on perception. It's the way we see a thing, how we perceive it. When you consider creation, the new creation, I should say, everything was present, but it was out of order. And so it's the way we see our situation that makes us try to or not try, but redirect our focus. And what am I saying? Okay, so when the earth was without form and void, let's just say the moon was on the ground and the sun was behind the trees, everything was there. It was chaotic. It just needed to be put in the right place. And sometimes what we perceive as negative is not necessarily negative. It just may be out of place. And even people in our lives who may be perceived as negative, they're not necessarily for us. But even they can teach us something about ourselves. It's really honestly the way you see it, the way you perceive it. Because only we can control our sphere of influence. We can't give other people control.
I think we lost you, Tia. We thank you, listeners, for being patient. We are going to do our best to get Tia back on this line. Hold 1 minute. Evangelist, do we have it now?
Yep, I'm here.
Awesome. Go right ahead. We're coming to the middle of that one, and it was real good.
Okay, so when we direct when we direct our focus to our own mental health, I'm going to start there because I don't know where you lost me.
Mm-hmm.
When we direct ourselves to our own well-being and mental well-being, because you got to really be in good mental health too. And I'm not saying that you have a problem as far as, you know, like some kind of condition, but I would say like minimizing stress and not taking on too many projects and becoming overwhelmed. So we do have to take care of our own mental well-being, our own physical well-being, and see our situation through positive lenses. Then everything looks differently. Actually, negativity, I would go back to what I said previously, is about perception. It really is how you see it, because we can take every situation and use it for our good.
Wow. That is awesome. So just redirect how you're looking at it will
right.
kind of diffuse what you think is
absolutely.
Negative.
Absolutely.
I love it. Negativity is perception. I hope you are taking notes, everybody, because this is some powerful, life-changing information here. And I know just from the short time I've known Evangelist Tia, she has really been living out these things that she's saying. So it would really be good for you to definitely play back this recording once I release it. Maybe I'll hold on to it for a little while. But anyway, so, I mean, this is just really, you know, you never even, we don't necessarily stop and think often enough to really get these kind of lessons and get them firsthand. So that's why I'm loving the opportunity to take notes as well as play back these things so that they can help us in life to be the positive change agents that God wants us to be. So that, who are the top five people that we must maintain in our network to remain laser focused? Once we get that laser focused, who do we need to keep around us? You know, because common sense to somebody just might not be common sense. You know what I mean?
Sure. Common sense is not common. And that's, it's not. And you know, the thing is, like, I want to just piggyback off something you just said. Our lives are constantly changing. And do you know that a lot of what I'm answering has really become a reality to me and for me in the last, I would say, 6 months?
Mm.
It's really who you're around and who you're listening to. And Lady T, I really have to stop and give you credit for that, because you have really been a change agent in my life, and I want to tell you thank you for that.
Wow.
So,
I
want to say thank you for that. So top five people, and these are not in order. I just kind of jotted mm-hmm. them down as I thought about them. Someone who doesn't always agree with you.
Mm.
These are people who will always tell you the truth, even when you don't want to hear it or even when it kind of hurts your feelings. You know they care about you, but they won't allow you, they won't lie to you. They will always tell you the truth. I really appreciate those kinds of people. I'd rather you hurt my feelings and tell me the truth than to not value me enough to tell me when I'm wrong or right or when I'm going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
The second person is a critic.
Mm-hmm.
They are a legitimate challenge because they possess some insights to the landscape that you put in. They know you well enough to want to criticize what you're doing, but they really honestly don't know enough about you, about your struggles, about what you've been through. And so that challenges you to go further, because we've often said, those people don't even know me. Why are they talking about me? But they don't know me. But that kind of bolsters your strength, your mental strength, your resolve to go forward. So we need critics. We think we don't, but we really do need critics. They kind of push us. They, the thing that we have experienced, those things that we have gone through, it justifies their criticism. It justifies their criticism. And because people really honestly don't want to see you succeed. But when you look back on everything you've been through, the arduous climb you've been on and the tasks you've accomplished, when you hear the critics, sometimes a little gossip about you is encouraging.
Yes.
We call them haters, but, you know, sometimes you need to give them something to hate, or, you know, a reason to hate.
I love that.
And then the third people are noisemakers. They create chaos and they create drama in your life. And you say, well, why would you want that kind of person? Because these people make you know that you're doing something right. People don't try to stop anyone who's not doing anything.
Right.
This gives you an indication that you are making somebody really angry.
Yes.
You know, one of the definitions of being blessed is worthy to be envied.
Yes.
So when people are angry and, oh, who does she think she is? She thinks she's all that, all those silly little things that people say because you're moving forward, that's really a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it hurts, it's really a pat on the back. You're moving in the right direction because nobody's going to hate on somebody that's not doing anything.
Right.
The fourth person or people is a spiritual leader.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to have sound counsel.
Mm.
You have got to hear from God. And, you know, while you and see to be able to endure noisemakers and critics and all those things that come against you personally, you've got to be able to hold on to something that's bigger than you, more powerful than you, more wise than you, more knowledgeable than you, so you can hear what the next move is. You can sit and be still and hear what that next move is and kind of drown out all that noise.
Yep.
And then the fifth is a strong support system. Your spouse, your friends, your family, those people who really believe in your vision, who see you, who really know you and can speak life into what you're doing and who you are. You've got to have that support system.
Love it. At the end of the day.
Okay.
Love it. Love it. No. I didn't think that well if I did. Right.
No. No. you know, because change. So, for instance, I moved to Chicago in October, and that was a big change. Being away from Chicago for 20 years and then moving back by myself, starting a new job, and I knew coming back, I've lived in Chicago my whole life. I knew a lot of people, but I knew coming back that I wouldn't be connecting with people that I knew before. Like everything in my life was going to change. I would meet new people. And that's sometimes a scary thing. People always say, Tia, you're so confident. You can walk in a room. Honey, sometimes I'm shaking in my boots. But fear doesn't stop us. It kind of propels us. And I don't mean fear as in, I mean apprehension, the unknown. What do I do next? We're really trusting in God to direct us here and there. And you really do have to hear from God. And even, you know, joining a new ministry with different people, people I've never seen before, a job with people I've never seen before. So you have to have that support system that speaks into your life and say, you can do it. You're by yourself, but you're not alone.
Right.
So, you know, really God is calling us to be trailblazers and not pathfinders. There's a difference. There's a difference. So I find myself in that situation a lot. So I thank God for the support system. And God has even expanded that, not just, you know, my family, but also new friends and new leadership. So I'm grateful for that.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. Wow. Trailblazers, not pathfinders. You guys, if you don't play this back, I don't know. Really, definitely plug in and take notes. One thing I've learned in this journey that's called life is to drop the, oh, I heard that before. Because in treating things as heard it before, you miss when you're not doing what you heard. You assume and assumption, okay, we'll move past. We'll move past. So, well, I certainly have, I've learned a lot. I've jotted down quite a bit. That one right there just really got me. Trailblazer, not pathfinder. So, Ms. Kia, I'm just going to ask you to please give us whatever advice that pours from your heart of how we can effectively and positively, and I'm really pointing in on positively, we can change. Because change, just as you stated and as we stated throughout, happens all the time.
Yep.
Everybody will raise their hand to say, I agree that the change that's happening publicly, I am not necessarily 100% in agreement with it, and it is definitely not positive. So we have to reiterate, what advice can you give us who desire to be laser-focused? How can we do that positively and be the positive change agents we're supposed to be while we command change to happen?
One, be open to change. You got to open up yourself to change. Don't be afraid of change. Be passionate about what you're doing. If you're not convinced about what you're doing, it's going to be hard to convince others to be passionate about it. Accept failure. It's inevitable. You're going to fail at something, but don't allow it to derail you. Think about post-it notes. You all need to find a story about post-it notes. This scientist, this engineer was trying to make something else, and the glue on the paper was not strong enough to do what he needed to do, but what his end result was post-it notes, and 3M made this $1 billion from post-it notes.
What?
So failure could be something totally in your favor, so don't allow it to derail you. Try to bring out the best in someone else. Try to bring out the best in someone else, and finally, know yourself. If you know yourself and you're confident about who you are and what's been invested in you, you're such a positive person. It's insecure people that make other people feel bad. So know yourself, love yourself, and allow yourself to fail. You will be a positive change agent.
Woo! You guys, this is our time. Evangelist, let me thank you once again so much for being our guest tonight. I tell you, you have given to live by indeed. And this is Playback Worthy. So you guys look for and share the replay, the recording. And thank you again. You'll see us right here, same time, same station. This is Lady C loving on you tonight and telling you, be the positive change you want to see. Be that change agent, and you'll get what you want. Good night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.